I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
What the fuck was that? I'm glad you surprised us. That is fantastic.
The day that I didn't bring headphones, you change up the song?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear it, did you?
Quinn. So yeah, Kyle doesn't have headphones. Dude, you have to... Alright, so now you have to do that before every podcast.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
I'll play for you then, Kyle.
It was Bill Clinton saying, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And then the eagle goes.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So that intro is completely played on Stormy Daniels' G-string. Hey, everybody, what episode? We are keeping it 1492. What episode, Tom?
28. We are cruising to our 30s.
Yeah. Well, see, when you hit 30, your life goes downhill. You have to start having kids. Talk about boring shit. We don't like that, at keeping it 1492. We don't support old people.
Our podcast is officially older than our youngest podcast member.
This is Sabres parking only, so no minivans.
Sabres parking only?
I don't know. Like, I was just thinking of those signs people get.
Buffalo Bills fans only. Hey, so we've had a lot going on this week. It is springtime here in Rochester. It's actually probably the nicest day so far this year.
A nice balmy 50 in rain.
Sun is out, man. People are walking their children. Birds are chirping.
Someone stole Josh's crock pot. He does not have his famous stand.
Yeah.
He has a speaker on top of an empty container.
Is it empty?
Yeah, it's totally empty. I don't know how long that's going to actually stand up.
Yeah.
Listeners, that is an empty container.
We could sound use effects. It as a... Was that like a kajong? The wood box things people
this is
do pod, when they do
this
Dave
is Pod
covers.
Kai wanting to come back into our podcast. I'm still here.
Yeah, Kyle, I definitely forgot that you didn't have headphones, even though you just mentioned it. And I'm like, I'm going to play a new intro, not tell them. And then just Josh had the blank face. And I'm like, you're like, what the hell? What's going on? And you just don't have your phones to listen
intro's
to.
Intro's taking like 5 seconds longer than usual.
Yeah. Listeners, it only comes through our headphones. So Kyle, being headphoneless, cannot hear any audio. Mm-hmm. So he's basically a mute today.
It's okay.
A mute. A mute, like Helen Keller.
I feel even more expressive. I can explore my voice in this room with only hearing the ceiling echo instead of the headphone reverb.
So you're also free not to hear cool new songs and noises.
Yeah, Tom, that was honestly very creative. I'm glad you surprised it. Surprise!
I didn't want to tell you. That would ruin it. See, I thought about changing up weekly or podcast.
You should.
Like, that took me about 3 minutes to make. Right. Just had to do cuts and stuff. And I was like, you know, being topical for today with everything that's been dropped. Listeners, by the time you listen to this, this is the 12th of April. There's been some news that's been released. So that intro is very appropriate.
Right.
What will we have next time? Will it be Nixon, I'm not a crook? Or will it be the rent is too damn high? I don't know.
It depends when we record. I mean, if we record in like 6 months for episode 29 and there's impeachment processes, maybe. Oh, really, it all depends on the record date.
That would be cool if we did a live podcast of the impeachment process.
Well, I told you, whenever we have lulls in recording, I'm just going to turn all the mics to CNN when they have three people. And it's going to be keeping it 1492 takes over CNN, or vice versa. And depending on copyright law, it depends how you look at it.
The better thing to do is to go to Washington, D.C., beat up some press people and steal their White House press pass. And just pose as the real CNN.
All right. I feel bad. Listeners, you're going to hear the intro twice. Kyle, you want to put my headphones on? Want to hear the intro?
Yeah.
I feel like they should hear it twice. Ready?
Yep.
Is it playing?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I was waiting for it for a while. I'm just like... Where is it? And then,
it creeps and up on
Bill.
You.
Yeah, just like Bill.
We need the next one needs to be Wolf Blitzer saying golden showers.
I think we should keep Bill, but behind his voice, just like a sweet sax solo.
Like the guy that used to go to the mall and play the saxophone?
Or the...
Yeah.
Sexy
sax man.
Or what's the Wham song? Or George
yeah, that's the one.
See, I'd like to
I can play saxophone. I have one.
I thought about the idea of building on it for what's topical to show, because our episodes are bi-weekly, so like building on it. But eventually we're just going to have like a 45-minute intro, and we're going to say, thanks for listening.
I'm sure people would listen to it. Then we had the like the big meme right now that's going around is that the Yodeler kid. Have you seen that?
Yeah, the like EDM mix and everything.
Yeah, but the kid is just like, he's talented, but it's a fucking creepy.
What is it like?
Yodeling is just not as popular as it used to be.
He literally like
when goes was it up popular? The Swiss Alps in the 1600s.
No, he's doing like a country yodel thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but he goes like, he literally walked into a Walmart and just did this like near the cash register. So
like the saxophone guy going in the malls, just playing an instrument.
Yeah.
Except he's yodeling.
I would say I'm kind of like a Japanese person where if I saw that, I would just walk past it and like pay no attention to it because, you know, I just don't want to be a part of it.
No, we can make you a YouTube sensation.
I think Japanese people actually like country music.
Do they?
Well, like some. Like
there's that Koreans like, well, K-pop, but...
I don't know. I think
K-pop is its own category on Spotify.
I feel like, I don't know. Like Japanese people, whatever they do, they just do it very intensely. And, you know, that's a big stereotype there. But
like running from dinosaurs?
Well, like, so if... So I think there would be some like super hardcore country fans.
Lizards, Tom.
It's a dinosaur.
No. Dinosaur, Roseanne Barr. Lizard, a lizard, okay?
Lizard, a lizard. That doesn't make sense.
So, because you're saying, all right, Godzilla
is a dinosaur.
Was a lizard
dinosaur
who got affected by
nukes,
which made him into a gigantic lizard. So he's not a dinosaur.
He's ancient. He's a dinosaur.
No, he's not.
Yeah, agree to disagree.
Okay.
Tomato, tomatoes. Patata, potatoes. Cobb salad. Caesar salad.
So, I hooked up, going off of your comment. So, what were... A few things. One, we're going to try to record right away because we have a lot of good conversations before the podcast starts.
Exactly. I put a stop to any banter beforehand this time.
I bought a digital antenna and, like...
What an old thing. I bought a digital antenna.
No, it's not old, but like, because like now you need like a digital box to like get any of the local channels. So I bought
it. And you don't get as many as it seems like you do for antenna. Like I helped my grandma set up her like cable thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to get like a lot of things that like bled through. And now it's like she doesn't even get like the standards like Laugh or...
Or me.
Honestly.
I think she might get me.
Go on Amazon, just search... Digital antenna, less than $20. You get like all these channels. So that's what happened was like I set up my digital antenna and I'm getting like, you know how it's like 8.1 is like CBS in our area. And then it was like 8.4 was all these like old B movies.
I didn't know there was an 8.4.
Oh, is that...
I've seen 0.1 and 0.2. I didn't know 0.4 existed.
Yeah, dude, it goes
up. There's a good station. I forgot what it's called.
I think it was like, it's called Cosmic. I was watching it, and I was, like, enthralled, because it was, like, obviously during the time Godzilla was released, but it was the same concept, a giant monster, but this monster, like, at the end, like, he obviously did good for the people, so I caught the end of it, and the kids are like, goodbye, goodbye, and it's all overdubbed on these, like, Japanese children, and, like, his way of, like, leaving the area is just spinning super fast. But, like, flames are shooting out all sides. So he's just, like, spinning. And it's a giant turtle. Like, it's just a giant turtle monster. And I was dying. And then my girlfriend walked in. She's like, are you high? I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just enjoying this film. This old old Japanese film.
So, Kyle, how was your trip south of the Mason-Dixon?
It was good. Didn't we talk about it?
No.
Oh, we didn't. No.
You were leaving the next day.
Yeah, Joe Rogan is... our guest tonight, he just went to Lux, so he'll be here shortly.
Really? We promised the people a special guest, and you let him leave?
But he was like, I can't stay in Rochester without going to Lux first. And so he's going to pop back a few pap smears. That's for people not from here. It's you get a PBR and a shot of whiskey for $3.
Do you want to help people understand your reference? Because you're referencing a certain thing right now?
Well, if he got a... Pap smear at a bar, as you know, most people know it. then that they're like, I don't think Joe Rogan's capable of getting one of those.
Because I thought you were trying to reference the whole Bill Murray thing without saying it.
Oh, so...
And I thought that's what you were getting at, so no, I'm like...
A little bit, yeah.
They just updated it. Channel 13 did. They went back. Actor Bill Murray appears to have quite the name at JoJo's in Pittsburgh.
But he's wearing
This picture was staged for the camera, but he's wearing a Lux shirt.
Maybe he stopped in, got a passenger, got a shirt, supported a local business, and then went to a fancy restaurant.
He's probably not, like, telling people where he's going. He's just, like, meandering about, and then... Leave it to the Pittsburgh people to ruin it for everybody.
What they do.
They're just like, oh my god, we gotta call the news.
They're hot yoga in affluent buildings.
I feel Bill Murray would like to go to Lux, though.
I think he would, too.
Yeah, I mean, they fucked with us. So Channel 13, the thing updated.
Are you trusting Channel 13 for on-point journalism? A local news station? Not to say that they aren't capable of it, I'm just... It's a pop-up story about an entertainer in a Lux shirt.
I mean, I would assume if he's wearing a Lux shirt, he would have went to Lux. The only other explanation is a fan just, like, gave him a Lux shirt in hopes that he would come to Lux.
Both are as plausible as the other. Maybe. Or maybe someone gave him a Lux shirt while he was in Lux to put on.
We need to just go to Lux and say to the bartender, like, hey, Ben Murray, come here.
Why would... They make all the shit up, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's wearing a Lux shirt. It doesn't look photoshopped. It looks like an authentic...
Well, the photo was staged. That's the news story.
I mean, all photos are staged, depending on your definition of staged.
Well, the world's a stage, so technically everything that happens is on a stage.
I would say 95% of photos on Facebook are staged.
And 99% of women's photos are photoshopped.
99%.
I don't know. I was making a joke. It could be 98%, maybe 94, 93.7.
I was actually looking into Photoshop classes. Like, I'm pretty, I would say I'm intermediate with my Photoshop skills, but I would like to be able to Photoshop pictures of Tom and put him in provocative situations.
Oh, upgrade the Photoshop, not my 10-year-old copy of it that I let you borrow.
It's honestly, like, I want to know what, essentially, like, what are they doing, like, these upgrades, like, why should I pay for the upgrades?
I'm assuming it's added features and probably better user interface.
Use this Kardashian feature to get rid of cellulite.
Oh my god, it's Trump and Stormy Daniels, and Tom's just there with a towel afterwards. What?
Tom was telling me that he was familiar with Stormy Daniels before all this shit happened.
Well, I heard...
when I was a young man, I was familiar with her work.
Well,
you coming from the dude...
Well, that's interesting to hear, because I heard...
Everyone was familiar with her work. Were you not?
Well, no, I heard from people...
Porn. Oh, I forget. Okay, if you were a young 14-year-old boy and were...
Well, I heard from people, older, they were having trouble finding... Stormy Daniels videos on, like, Pornhub and stuff.
Because this was early 2000s.
Well, yeah, because she's like an OG porn star that is only in, like, DVDs.
Yeah.
She doesn't really do internet porn.
She doesn't do porn anymore?
Well, she does, but only, like, I mean, do they have porn on Blu right now? Is that
They've had porn on Blu for forever.
You don't want to see porn. You do not want to see porn.
Are you serious, dude? They got 4K VR porn. Where you been at?
No, you would see all the ring. Like, no, you don't want to see 4K.
You want to see some 4K?
Don't want to see some 4K.
I only watch porn. Want to see some
4K, but no 4K.
I only watch my porn in 240p and below.
And I said, do you want to see some 4K? I did not reference what type of entertainment he would be watching on 4K. PG. DuckTales.
Honestly, like, my only porn watching was usually Friends. Like, hey man, you gotta see this video. This bald guy is putting his head in this woman's cooter. And you're like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? The bald guy was putting his head in the woman's cooter. It happened.
So you were subjected to two girls, one cup in college 5,000 times, like all of us unfortunately were?
No, so... Alright.
Was that while you were teabagging someone?
No, so I turned 18, and my buddies and I went into a porn shop. We, like, browsed the videos, and they told me to leave because I was giggling like a schoolgirl at all the titles. But I was there to pick a few of the titles. And one of the movies we got was, there was a scene. It was a clown porno. And this clown was like, he had He was like at a kid's children's party, so it was like this little, this obviously
this woman, already seems
this woman in her 20s was pretending to be a young girl, and he's like, "Little girl, what are your favorite flavors?" And she's like, "Root beer and cherry." And he's like, "Okay." And then he like does like, you know, he has like his like balloon animals, puts it over his dick, and then lifts it up, and then his dick's just hanging out of his pants. And then he, like, puts it down again and lifts it up again. And his dick is hard. He's like, "Little girl, you'll find my balls taste like root beer and cherry." She's like, "No, they don't. But I'll take..." You know, like, so she...
Oh, jeez.
It was... It's just the funniest fucking shit I've ever seen.
I always...
I know, you remember it to this day.
Because it was just so, like, so awkward. So weird. But yes, it was hilarious.
I was browsing.
What?
Weirder than Hugs That Never End.
I don't know.
Referencing a previous podcast. Terrible. Hugs. The band member that...
Yeah, the guy.
The Uncomfortable Hugs.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, see?
That's weird.
Our podcasts are so far and few between now. I'm not referencing recalls to previous episodes.
I don't think you should... Porn should not be a communal thing. Porn should be like, if you're in here doing your own thing.
I always like going into Family Video.
That still exists in Brockport.
It still exists. And because they just intermingle the porn videos within the normal ones.
They still have porn videos? They have porn videos. I didn't know that.
Still?
They did when I was like in high school.
Oh, so they were talking 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like last week.
I mean, I think they might, but...
Is there like a gated off section with like a little screen?
No, they're just like next to the regular movies.
Who's going to Family Video to rent adult entertainment?
And they'll just have, like, a sticker on that's, like, 18 and up or something. And they have the funniest ones. Like, they had Topless Golf. And I remember Pirates, Not of the Caribbean.
Yeah. That was one of, like, the most expensive pornos ever made.
Really?
Was that one, yeah. Because I believe it cost, like, $1 million.
Because Johnny Depp was in it.
Yeah. Has to pay his bills, man.
Okay. So that's our banner section, see, listeners. Normally, this is 20 minutes pre-podcast. We decided to work it in now to give you much better content. So that is all the stuff that we normally talk about before I press the red button.
And have a good night.
That is it. I hit stop.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Gotcha.
Oh.
This is the Really Bad Jokes podcast.
Yeah, that wasn't cool, Tom.
I thought it was, because I have control, so I can make noises and stuff, and I can distort voices. I am God, essentially, for this podcast.
Hey, so tomorrow's Friday. You know why I like recording on a Thursday? It's because there's... I just feel this energy. Friday brings this energy out of us. You know what I mean? We can talk about Stormy Daniels. We can talk about Donald Trump. We can get to that level. Tom, are you drinking vitamin water?
Smart water. I ran out of water at work today, so I bought one of these to pass me over till I got home.
They sell smart water. Do you have like the nerd techs ejaculate into the water? And just that's rebrand just it.
Weird. So then you get some of their smarts in you.
Yeah, I'm super smart now. I'm drinking half this. I am 3 IQ points smarter.
That's like 3 smart balls worth of jizz.
Yeah. What's up? Josh keeps playing with his
remote. Oh, no. Yeah. I don't play video games.
He's playing with a PlayStation 4 remote that's next to him for...
Do you know, I feel like video game remotes are going to just eventually, like, it's going to turn into the Swiss Army knife of our generation. So, not only can you play video games, you'll be able to turn on your TV, turn off. You'll be able to, or women will be able to.
Well, PlayStation has a remote.
Like for PlayStation, the original 4, Xbox did. That was the only way to watch DVDs.
Well, Microsoft's always weird, like, how they do things. But that's here nor there.
They
that's
made it so you had to buy the remote in order to watch a DVD.
Are you serious? You couldn't, like...
On the original Xbox, yeah.
You couldn't use your controller?
I don't think so.
No, that was a feature after the fact. You gotta remember, the original Xbox was like 2000.
I remember that. I actually remember that. Yeah, because there was a little thing like that, like, hooked up into, like, USB port or whatever.
I don't know. It was 20 years ago, like, about since then.
Oh, I remember that.
Halo 1.
So, Kyle, moving on to the big story, how much money have you paid for journalistic outlets to hush your stories that you don't want to get out? Has it been more than $180,000?
I can neither confirm or deny whether I recall or not.
So you're a big fan of the Fourth Estate. How do you feel about all this if it's true? If the National Enquirer, who's owned by AMI, which, end of the day, whose president's friends was Donald Trump, was actually buying out stories to keep people silent. With the Fourth Estate supposed to be, you know, the media, free press, all that.
Fourth Estate? Is this the French Revolution?
That's what the media's called. The media's called the Fourth Estate. Or Fifth Estate. Third Estate. They're some sort of estate. TV is the fourth wall. I'll get back to you on that answer.
Are we the 12th man?
No.
For we're... politics?
Please search it.
Statistician is staticizing.
Oh, I was right. The Fourth Estate, or Fourth Power, is a segment of society that wields an indirect but significant influence on society, even though it's not formally recognized as part of the political system, most commonly recognized as the news media or press. I was right. College Tom,
well,
brain still
if
works.
If we're gonna throw Chomsky back in the mix, whoa.
Oh, it's been months. Why is Chomsky not in the mix?
Play the Chomsky's most exciting soundbite.
We don't have time for that.
Which I...
Which you don't even know.
We'd have to listen to like 10 hours to find it.
Should I put that in the next intro and we can just all come back in like 3 weeks? Yeah. If our listeners all haven't either turned off or dumped
onto themselves. Well, that's like Chomsky's whole view of the news is that we're made to think that it's like a separate thing from politics, that they're kind of like the people's voice against politics when really they're just working in collusion with politicians to get their agenda carried out. But it's more so, it's not really like the news is servile to the politicians, though. It's more like the news is serving larger corporate interests, their sponsors, and then the politicians are kind of... What I'm saying is the news is bigger than the politicians because they're controlled by corporations.
So what you're saying is you're not surprised...
No.
With a media outlet, hush stories.
I mean, I can either confirm or deny my emotions.
Thank you. I appreciate your...
Should I sound like Foghorn Leghorn, like Jeff Sessions? I can neither confirm nor deny. The only thing that I do recall is that Kentucky Fried Chicken is finger-licking good.
Oh, speaking of that shit... Sorry, had a moment. Speaking of that shit, the fucking Chick-fil-A that just opened in Greece.
People waiting in line?
Well, as most individuals who are... I don't think I've ever had Chick-fil-A before.
Oh, it's the best chicken on earth, man. Whenever I go down and visit my friend in New Jersey,
dude. The Mojangles?
It's so good, dude.
I like KFC every now and then.
I probably
have it every 4 years.
Chick-fil-A's not a whole
nother level. To me, it's... It's fast food chicken. If you want some good chicken, you go to like Tony's Birdland or some Rochester chicken place.
Dude.
Get yourself a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich once the popularity dies down. You won't regret it.
Went to this place in Nashville called Hattie B's. Had spicy chicken.
Oh, fucking the hot chicken?
Like the original hot chicken.
Yeah, I've always wanted to try that. I've seen it in all the TV.
I went with Prosser. And the funny thing is he was building it up, then I had it, and I was like, it was so good. So good, where we left, I walk out the door, instantly have to shit my brains out.
It was that good.
Well, I've seen people on TV eat, like, you know, Nashville hot chicken, and they're just, like, tripping because of, like, how hot it is. Like, it's just, like,
it's
extreme.
Not that hot. No.
Like, I think, like, certain places you get, like, extremer hot or something.
Extremer?
Right. Well...
Extremer.
So we're in this region, we're accustomed to like buffalo wings and all that stuff. So I like spicy food. I don't know about Tom, do you like spicy food?
I quite enjoy it.
Do you?
I do.
See, there's that difference of heat. I like it too. But you got your
it's weird.
You're like
because
buffalo, your habanero, you can taste
it's,
that.
It's different, like different types. I mean, down south it may be more cayenne. If cayenne's a spice, I don't know. I don't
know.
No,
cayenne is buffalo. That's what.
Is it?
Buffalo is made out of cayenne pepper.
Well, standard like buffalo sauce is like Frank's Red Hot butter mixed together.
Yeah.
And then how you mix Cajun
sugars
is you
too,
just put the Cajun seasoning in there. Literally, boom, steps it up a notch.
Then you dip in blue cheese or ranch based on your preference.
Tom,
and
I am cementing my pants.
Well, that's a lot.
Is that a phrase? I'm cementing my pants.
Well, if streamer...
They are stiff.
If extremer is a word for thrown,
is that starch? No, it's semen.
If you get thrown in the river, you're with the fishes. That shit's just your cement. Your cement shoes? No, it's just your cement buttocks.
Tony, two times. Rumor has it you put cement in his pants. No, we put no cement in his pants, huh? He just did it himself. He cemented his own pants.
Okay.
He cemented his own pants. He's 22 times.
I can neither confirm nor deny if he cemented his pants. But I do know that the KKK isn't that bad, except for they smoke marijuana.
So, now I don't know why I just thought this, but do you think that Bill Clinton wanted to do that with Monica Lewinsky for the nostalgia factor? Like, yeah, I'm coming in the Oval Office. Like, you got to think, like, if you're the president, you got to rub one out in the Oval Office, right?
A lot of presidents have.
Is that in the Book of Secrets?
Because the pages are stuck together.
That's why Nick Cage couldn't get open.
You need some serious spermicide to get those pages open.
Yeah. All right, so the presidents, I would think Bill Clinton, LBJ.
LBJ had a button where I think this button was in different places or something. So he had like a buzzer under his desk, I should say. And he would fool around with so many like young interns or secretaries, whoever's coming around the Oval Office. And then when his wife was coming, someone in his staff would like push a button that would like buzz so he knew like, dude, your wife's coming, like zip up your pants.
Really?
Yeah.
And that was appropriate conduct? Like that was just tolerated?
Well, I heard once, I haven't read this in like an official book, I think it was on crack.com.
Who'd you hear it from?
Which I
was
do
it
trust.
A primary source? Secondary cracked, source? Crack.com. Source?
Crack.com is good journalism.
Was it the tertiary source of a tertiary source?
I don't know. But so Kennedy gets like all the Playboy attention for like Marilyn Monroe and everything. But LBJ and him were like in competition. So after Kennedy died, LBJ was like, yeah, I gotta beat him. I gotta.
Well, he can't compete anymore.
Screw more ladies than he did.
It's not really fair. He doesn't have a chance to one up him, is it?
But then, like, you know, I wonder if LBJ. I think he might have had something to do with Kennedy's death. I think he might have had something to do with Martin Luther King's death.
I think
he might have had something to do with Robert Kennedy's death.
We don't have time for
we don't
that
have time
today.
For that. No,
we don't need to go anywhere near that road. We don't even gotta look at it.
Here's a story. Went to. Rebecca and I went out to, like, we go to breweries to have a few beers. So I see this guy, I haven't seen him in years. Cool kid I used to work with. I tried to ignore him at first because I didn't want to have that conversation. Like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Fine. Nice to see you for the first time in 10 years.
So eventually I go up to go to the bathroom. He knew Rebecca as well. Went up, started talking with Rebecca. Come back, and it turned into that conversation, but I was like, oh, are you still into this music and that? He's like, no, I outgrew it. I was like, oh, so what are you into now? He's like, I'm into conspiracy theories. And I was like, I looked at him like, I was like waiting for the punchline. He's like, no, I'm into conspiracy theories. I'm like, oh, so are you, you a Trump supporter? Yeah, you can call me that.
And I was like, were his eyes as big as yours are right
you
now?
You preface it with, I'm into conspiracy theories. I am a Trump supporter. You lose all, like...
Don't say credibility, because you shouldn't have had it in the first place.
Well, because that's what... Like, I love conspiracy theories. And I think a lot of them have some merit, but...
He's talking...
I hate people who, like, won't be critical of them. And people who think, like... Yeah, like, Trump's gonna reveal all the truth.
Right, he's talking about, like, modern day. Like, Trump...
Yeah, well, that's, like, Roseanne's whole thing... Like, her show, I heard, is actually, you know, as much as a Trump supporter she is, her show's kind of balanced and stuff. I watched, like, 2 episodes of it.
I hate Roseanne.
I never liked it as a kid. I still didn't laugh much at the new one. And, and people, you know, a lot of people would think it's funny. But Roseanne, her batshit thing is she thinks that, like, the Democrats are all... pedophiles.
Right. Children in the basement.
And for me, it's like, no, it's not just the Democrats.
Is that a real thing? Is that a real conspiracy theory or just like she personally believes?
She thinks that she, no, like on her Twitter, she's asking this like guy from 4chan who apparently had, like there's this guy in 4chan who claimed that he had like level whatever conspiracy or conspiracy level whatever security clearance. And he was like leaking all this stuff supposedly about all these Democrats who are controlling the, it's basically like Pizzagate, but like more drawn out, mm-hmm. which we all know. Luckily that guy shot up that pizza place. So it's over.
Okay. Let's dial it back a bit. So you're
more about this pedophilia.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Actually, we're dialing it back before that too. We're going a couple clicks back. So your friend that believes all the Trump conspiracy theories, which ones, did he mention any in particular?
No. Like, the whole thing was, like, I asked him what he was up to. What are you interested in? I'm a carpenter. I'm into conspiracy theories. I'm like, oh, so what? Like, kind of modern conspiracy theories. So it wasn't like any, like, JFK, Martin Luther King. It was more like Republican agenda pushed conspiracy theories. Which immediately, like, I like this kid, but it lost all credibility in an instant. I wouldn't say I'm a fucking diehard liberal, but I'm a common sense liberal. Like he lost credibility with.
Yeah, it's just people getting dragged along by this like mythology that Republicans have been building up for like over 20 years now.
Well, and that's why you can't have this argument or like this conversation with people. Like it's kind of hard where you're like, yeah, let people have their opinions, and I'm still about that. But when you're speaking lunacy, it's just like hard to like respect or have a conversation with someone. So
I like the word usage of lunacy.
Was it good word. It improperly used?
No, I appreciate it. Instead of just saying they're like crazy or just,
well, it really is like good. It really is like a brainwashing marketing campaign that I think is pretty scary, because you know, I hate to like go to the most drastic comparison, but it's like, you know, the Nazis create this, that was a big conspiracy theory that, you know, like, oh, the Jews are like controlling the world.
They're the reason why Germany's economy collapsed.
Like, if you looked at what actually influenced Nazis, they believed in like Atlantis and shit. Like, it's pretty nuts.
Well, I mean, they were big on the occult.
Yeah,
Hitler in particular was very, very into
the occult. He had an astrologist he consulted like twice a day, and then I guess he found out the astrologist was Jewish
and killed him.
I think he spared him, probably out of embarrassment.
Random question.
I think he fired him. So.
You never know. They never found Rasputin's body. Do you think
that's what they say?
Do you think when he fell out that window or was thrown out the window?
No, they say they did find it. They did find it. They have his dick in a jar.
We don't know whose it is.
Didn't he have a massive dick?
That's what they say.
Okay. Anyway, back to what
Napoleon
I was
saying. Napoleon had a very tiny bean.
Do you think that he just like chilled out for 20 years and became Hitler's astrologist? Under a pseudonym?
No.
I mean, we don't know, though. I mean, it's unknowable. I mean, what I'm saying could be factually.
So that is like, you know, going from like this, like, whatever job. You're getting paid. You're not, like, making as much as you think. But then Hitler's like, hey. Like, so it would be like Donald Trump, like, hey, come work for me. And you're like, it's not really with my beliefs. I'll pay you $400,000. All right, Mr. Trump, what can I do? You want me to fondle your balls? Like, what can I do for you?
Is that the price you need to do it?
No, I'm just saying, like, money is a big, because
that was
factor.
A very specific,
well,
price
that's,
on a very
that's
specific
what I think is
job.
That's what's leading the mythology is money. It's just people are trying to make money off of stupid people. I shouldn't call them stupid because they're just like led along very gradually. But like even so, I was working Goodwill donations last weekend, and I had like an hour where I was pretty bored, so I just grab a random book that someone donated, and I look, and you know, it's got some like patriotic title, and I look on the back, and Sean Hannity's like reviewing the book and everything.
Oh, so you know it's a good read.
Yeah, so then I flip to a random page in the book, and it's like this guy, like it's a whole fiction story, but in the fiction story, the guy is just like putting, talking down about this one person, and they're just like, he's the type of person that uses diversity in a non-parody way. And then he just went on this whole thing about how Like four white women listening to NPR isn't diversity, but if they support the Saudis, it is. So it's like this whole, like, anti the word diversity campaign, like, in this mythology. And it's like...
When was this book made? Did you see
it? It was, like, in the last 10 years. I mean...
Not surprised.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity is, like, he's always been batshit crazy, but he's...
Isn't it funny, though? Those are the people that get on TV and make six figures.
I don't think they share their views
and opinions with millions of people.
I don't think they give a shit. I mean, this other podcast I was listening to, someone on the podcast works at Fox News, but, like, very rarely.
They would be considered a contributor.
Yeah, so it would be, like, on their, like, XM radio station or whatever, and, like, late at night. So he brands himself as, like, a centrist, like, a center-left person, so that's why they play him late at night. He said he, in a previous job, he worked with Ann Coulter.
Oh, geez.
Who everyone, you know, she's, like, a demon. But he said all Ann Coulter ever talked about off-camera was, like, her house that was being built in the East Hamptons. Like her, like, third or fourth house, whatever it was. So it's like these people don't give a shit about, like, the ideologies that they tout. That's just building the mythology. Right. They just care about the money that they're making.
Well, saying these outrageous things...
Isn't that very Republican?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it's giving them more viewership, though. Like, saying these outrageous things. Like,
yeah.
Do you really think Sean Hannity goes home at night and he's content with what he says... Or he's
well, if he actually believes
it's,
it,
it's
yes.
easier. Yeah. It's easier to get people to blame their problems on imaginary things,
forces,
imaginary forces
colluding to make
than
their
it
life
is,
difficult.
Because if you actually tell them the reasons of the problems, they're going to be trying to, like, roll the heads of the rich.
French Revolution,
yeah,
American style,
and all the people who make money don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. And we'll let them all eat cake.
I would love.
She never said
cake.
It.
Dude,
but commonly attributed to her that she did.
It is, yeah.
Hence, I made the reference that we were talking about overthrowing French royalty.
I'm all about free cake, though, man. Because, like, when Wegmans had their...
Why don't we make a garbage plate cake?
Tell me how that would work. Because that's not a bad idea. I like it.
I feel like the crust would be the hard part. Like, do we do a macaroni crust? You know, like, instead of a macaroni on the inside, we make our crust a macaroni?
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Like a pot pie, but a cake.
No, it would be like a shepherd's pie garbage plate.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I was thinking a garbage plate burrito.
My dad wants to take
well,
me
there's
to
garbage
that place.
I know restaurants have garbage plate wraps.
You mix hot sauce with mayonnaise and slather the burrito.
My dad wants to go to that place where they have the garbage ball, but I've heard mixed things about it.
Oh yeah, it's
I've
like,
been there. I like their food. They're good.
Did you try that ball?
No, because it like I think I would go for just like their food's good, but. I think when they started doing it, it was like, stop going there.
Oh, okay.
But it's just like weird because it's like right near Tinseltown, the fucking, the worst
plus
bar
it's over in Gates there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that area.
People are up in arms about them getting rid of Italian as a foreign language in high school. Like, okay.
That's all of Gates though. It's like right. Mega Italian.
Mega.
But that's so stupid. Like. Let's be practical. Maybe, how about be cool with Spanish because it's more of a used language. Like, if you're in Italy, you're going to be speaking Italian. But, like, there, if you want a foreign language, I would say focus on Spanish, something more practical.
Oh, like how people got up in arms because California started celebrating Arabic holidays in the school calendar. Like, they started giving days off for, like, Rosh Hashanah and stuff like that. Is that... Right? Am I saying the right holiday?
Well, Rosh Hashanah, I believe, is a Jewish holiday.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's the one I'm looking for. Yeah. Sorry, start with an R. I apologize. I'm not religious, and I'm terrible at religious holidays.
It's okay. Are you trying to use diversity in a non joking way?
Yeah, using diversity in a very, very real way.
Typical liberal.
Just listeners, the way Kyle just stared me dead in the face and said, typical liberal, scared me a bit.
You're the reason that America is the way it is.
Oh, I am. It's why, I'm
Paul,
the reason.
Paul Ryan never got us in a $1 trillion deficit.
He's definitely helped. So, we've hit our kind of time mark. Anyone have any parting words for the listeners today?
The P-tape is real.
Listeners, the ones that have stayed with us, I want to thank you so much for listening to Keeping It 1492. We finally got our first email, but that doesn't stop you from sending us more at keepingit1492@gmail.com. You can find us on the Facebook. We have about 3 followers on the Twitter. Our website is still active. It's still there. It's still updated. It's nice and colorful. And just because I like my intro so much, we're going to play it one more time today.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.